From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, citing previous ineffective U.S. efforts, Wednesday outlined a new approach of increased diplomatic action in an open-ended military mission in Syria that he said was conditions-based.
We cannot make the same mistakes that were made in 2011 when a premature departure from Iraq allowed al-Qaeda in Iraq to survive and eventually morph into ISIS.
Tillerson said the U.S. must achieve the full and complete defeat of Islamic State and al-Qaeda. Despite American misgivings, he said the U.S. must persist in Syria.
Ungoverned spaces, especially in conflict zones, are breeding grounds for ISIS and other terrorist organizations. The fight against ISIS is not over. There are bands of ISIS fighters who are already beginning to wage an insurgency. We and our allies will hunt them down and kill them or capture them.
He cautioned American withdrawal would restore President Bashar al-Assad and his brutal treatment of his people and provide Iran the opportunity to strengthen its position. The Washington Institute for Near East Policy Fellow in Arab Politics, Andrew Tabler, called it a comprehensive approach.
There's been a lot of speculation. There's ambiguity on U.S.-Syria policy. This seemed to lay it to rest. It was clear, made sense to anyone who follows the conflict.
He said he awaits reaction from U.S. allies. Meanwhile, Turkey has warned it will not hesitate to take action unless the U.S. withdraws its support for creation of a Kurdish-led border force. In Nigeria, two Americans and two Canadians have been abducted in the northern state of Kaduna following an ambush in which two policemen were killed. A local police official said they were helping to set up solar stations in villages in Kaduna State at the time of the kidnappings. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump, in a Reuters interview Wednesday, accused Russia of helping North Korea evade international sanctions. The president praised China for its efforts to restrict oil and coal supplies, but said Russia appears to be filling in gaps left by the Chinese. Bruce Bennett, defense analyst with the RAND Corporation, said that wouldn't surprise him.
Russia doesn't like the United States. It perceives that the Cold War is back on again. So they're going to do things which they think are going to be problematic for the U.S.
At the same time, Russia's foreign ministry criticized the one-day summit in Vancouver, Canada, on ways to maintain diplomatic and economic pressure on Pyongyang. Russia, not invited, said it puts U.N. Security Council authority into doubt and aggravates the security situation on the Korean Peninsula. In a VOA interview, U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley said she thought it's good North and South Korea are talking since New Year's.
But we shouldn't be misled by the fact that just because they've had talks about the Olympics and this is going to happen, that that's going to take away the dangerous side of North Korea. Until they actually stop the ballistic missile testing, until they actually show that they are willing to denuclearize, we have to be very careful.
In a Reuters interview, North Korea's deputy permanent representative to the UN in Geneva said his government is determined to make the Olympics successful, regarding the event to be of the Korean nation, not just of South Korea. A day after the U.S. announced it's withholding $65 million from the voluntary contribution to the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian refugees, Ambassador Haley said the Palestinian Authority is not serious about peace with Israel.
Here you've got the Palestinians who are basically saying they're going to cut the U.S. out of the peace process. They're saying that they no longer want to have anything to do with us. They go and take us to the United Nations and try and, basically are very hostile in what they say and what they do. We're not going to pay to be abused.
Meanwhile, UNRWA said it will launch a global fundraising appeal to make up for the lost U.S. funding. At least one Palestinian gunman was killed in a raid by Israeli troops in the occupied West Bank town of Jenin. The Palestinian identified as Hamas militant Ahmad Jarar, son of a senior Hamas commander killed in 2002. Israel is searching for those responsible for the killing of Rabbi Raziel Sheva, a settlement outpost resident killed January 9th. Pope Francis, continuing his visit to Chile, appealed to the indigenous Mapuche people to avoid violence in their struggle to preserve their culture and land. The Pope's comment Wednesday came at a mass for some 150,000 in southern Chile. Romania has its first female prime minister. President Klaus Ioannis appointed European Parliament member Viorica Dăncilă, prime minister-designate, to replace Mihai Tudose, who quit this week after a falling out with the ruling party's leader. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.